Seven Mises Bar Dalit Mishnah Aleph HaKodesh HaSholach HaMoleach Chai, somebody who pickles or thoroughly cooks or salts vegetables or olives, he would be obligated to take off the Trumah from Mises before eating it. As even though we've had previously, if you have yet to take the produce into the house, you can eat an achila sarai, temporary type of achila, without taking off trumais or maitris. But once you pickle it or cook it or salt it, you're no longer allowed to eat it without taking off trumais or maitris. And just like once you bring it into the house, you have to take off trumais or maitris. So too, if you cook it or salt it, you're also obligated to take off the trumais or maitris. Hamachamim ba'adamav tatu, somebody who stores vegetables in the earth, he would be punished for taking off trumais or maitris. And that's what they used to do. If they had vegetables that were not totally ripe, they would put it into the earth in order to hasten the ripening of the produce. And that which you put into the earth is not the same as bringing it into the house. Therefore, you can still eat nachilas sarai without taking off trumas or maizer. Hamitama was thought to have put. Somebody is eating the produce out in the field and is dipping each piece separately into salt water or into vinegar. He can eat it without taking off trumas or maizer. But even though we said that salting obligates you to take off trumas and maizers, that's if you salt a lot of the produce together. But in this case, you're dipping each one separately into the salt or the vinegar prior to eating it. You can still eat it without taking off trumas and maizers. Haputzeh azeisim, shiyotze mehenas rav. Somebody who bashes the zeisim a little bit against a rock in order that the sap should come out of it, and that would improve the taste by bashing the olive a little bit against a rock before eating it. That would not be mechayev to take off trumas and maizes. You can still eat the olives without taking off trumas and maizes since you had not yet brought it into the house. Somebody who squeezes the olive against his flesh in order to rub some of the olive oil on your flesh, that would not obligate you to take off trumas and maizes since you did not bring the olive yet into the house. But if you squeeze the olive until you gather some olive oil on the palm of your hand, and then you smeared it on your flesh, that would obligate you to take off trumas and maizers. That's no longer considered a usage that is a rai, that is temporary. Instead, that's more of a permanent usage, and you cannot use olives in a permanent way prior to taking off trumas and maizers, even though you have yet to bring it into the house. Hamakapala tapshal puzzer. Somebody who puts wine in a dish, and he skims off the residue from the wine after putting the wine in a dish, that would not obligate him to take off the trumos or maizers. L'kedera chayev b'nei shehu kabor kotzer. But somebody who pours the wine in a pot, if he wants to use the wine in a dish, and he pours it first in a pot and skims off the residue from the wine, that would be mechayev, and that would obligate him to take off the trumos or maizers from the wine, because that's the same as putting the wine in a small pit, meaning to say that using the wine in that way is no longer considered an achilas arai. Instead, it's considered an achilas kva, a more permanent type of eating, and that would be forbidden without taking off trumas and maizers, even though you have yet to bring the wine into the house. Sefer Maizers by Adala Mishnah Beis, Yinoike Shatamnu Te'enim L'Shabbat V'Shachu L'Asra. Children that put away some figs, and they wanted to eat these figs on Shabbos, but they forgot to take off the maizer from the figs before Shabbos, and it's forbidden to take off maizer on Shabbos. As the Rabbanan decree, they are not allowed to take off maizer on Shabbos because it's similar to metakin. It looks like you're fixing up the produce as prior to taking off maizer. You couldn't eat it, and after taking off maizer, you could eat it. So therefore, since it's forbidden to take off maizer on Shabbos, and they forgot to take off the maizer before Shabbos, they couldn't eat the produce until after Shabbos. Lo yachlu l'maizai Shabbos, actually, it's forbidden to eat the produce on maizai Shabbos without first taking off trumas and maizers. As even though the produce was not yet brought into the house, even so, you have to take off trumas and maizers. As Shabbos kovas l'maizer, produce that was put away for Shabbos, that obligates you to take off the trumas or maizers, even though you have not brought them into the house. And even though it was children that put it away for Shabbos, even so, since it was put away for Shabbos, you cannot eat it even after Shabbos without taking off trumas or maizers. Kalkelis Shabbos, a basket of produce that was put away to be eaten on Shabbos. Beishamai Paitrim, Beishamai Hall, you don't have to take off the trumas and maizers prior to eating it. U Beis Hillo Mechayven, but Beis Hillo obligates you to take off the trumas and maizers prior to eating it. Even if you want to eat some of the produce prior to Shabbos, you still have to take off Trumas and Maises, even though the produce was not yet brought into the house. As according to Beis Hillel, once you put it away for Shabbos, you are immediately obligated to take off Trumas and Maises, even though you want to eat the produce before Shabbos. Rabbi Huda said, even somebody who gathers some produce and puts it on a basket in order to send it to his friend, it would be forbidden for him to eat from that produce without first taking off Trumos and Maaseros. And according to Rabbi Huda, when you gather up produce and you put it in a basket in order to send it as a present to your friend, that gives the produce prestige as if it was put away for Shabbos. It's just like produce that's put away for Shabbos has prestige. And you can't eat it without first taking off Trumos and Maaseros. So too, when you load up a basket to send it to your friend, it also has the same prestige. And if you want to eat some of that produce before you send it to your friend, you cannot eat it without first taking off Trumos and Maaseros, according to Rabbi Yehuda.